بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى كل من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters who are listening at home. There's a story mentioned of a peasant who by trade was a tailor. And he was a very good tailor. He knew how to sew clothes. So the emperor of his time, the king of his time, heard of this peasant's excellency in tailoring and in sewing clothes. So this emperor, this king, he had a very grand meeting coming up with a very important person. And he wanted a very special suit made for himself. So he asked his workers to go and fetch for this peasant. And he told this peasant that I have a very, very important meeting coming up and I want you to make the best suit that you are able to make. So this tailor, he does a wonderful job, he does a brilliant job, and he makes a suit that very much impresses the king and very much impresses the emperor. So the emperor says to him, the king says to him, that go outside of the walls of the city. Back in those days, many cities for protection, they were in the form of forts. So they had walls surrounding the city. So the king said to him, leave the walls of the city and keep walking as far as you go, as far as you want. All the land is yours. Out of happiness, to express his gratitude to that peasant, he said, however much land you want, that land is yours. So this peasant, he goes, he leaves the wall enclosure of the city, and he walks, and he walks, and he walks, and he walks, as far as he can walk, and he finally gets tired, and he puts down his marker. Now this land belongs to me. And now he goes back to the city. But now when he goes back to the city, he's run out of food. He's very tired. He lost all his energy. He's been walking for hours and hours and hours, or days and days and days. He gets lost. He doesn't remember the way back to the city. And eventually what happens is he dies out of hunger. He dies because of poor health. And all that land that he had reserved for himself, that land did not benefit him even for one day. Now this is a story mentioned in the books. Whether this story is true, whether this story is not true, the point of this lesson, my dear respected brothers and sisters, is that sometimes when me and you as human beings, we get over greedy. We become overpowered by hirs, by greed. And sometimes we bite more than we can chew. And that, as a result of that, that leads to our downfall and that leads to our destruction. And we see this all the time around us. We see it happening. Many of us, right, we start dealing in the stock market, right? And we see that we're making profit. We're making profit at a time when the market is on its high and we made a lot of money. And we feel now that this is it. This is where I'm going to make my fortune. And then instead of investing with intelligence and investing smartly, a person, he decides to gamble all his savings. 70, 80, 90% of his wealth, he dumps into the stock market with the hope and with the wish that my money is going to double and my money is going to triple. And then the stock market falls, it crashes, and this person is left with nothing. 10 and 20 and 30 years of savings all go down the drains. When does this happen? This happens, my dear respected brothers and sisters, when we bite more than we can chew. When this sense of greed, when this sense of hirs overtakes us. So this quality, my dear respected brothers and sisters, this quality of hirs, in Urdu we call it lalach, in English we call it greed. This is a very, very evil, this is a very, very negative quality. And in the society that me and you live in, the society of materialism, the society that teaches us that the more you have, the happier you are going to be. The more wealth you have, the happier you are going to be. The more property you have, the happier you are going to be. The more electronics you have, the happier you are going to be. This is the mentality of the society that me and you live in. And we see this in adults. We see this in the youth. We see this in children. We see this in husbands. We see this in wives. Those of us who are parents and we have children, we will notice this quality inside our children as well, that our children are never ever happy with what we get for them. We get them the latest gadget, but the moment the next door neighbor, or the moment your classmate, your son's classmate or your daughter's classmates get something better, get something more expensive, get something that's more fun and more valuable, then our children will start and complain that our parents don't get us anything. We see this quality of entitlement in husbands and wives. The husband feels like he's entitled to certain services from his wife. The wife, she feels entitled to certain services from her husband. My mother, my father used to do this for my mother. Why don't you do this for me? And on the other hand, the husband says to the wife that my mother used to do this for my father. Why don't you do this for me? So everyone is living with this sense of entitlement. I deserve to have whatever I want. And if I don't get what I deserve, then I am going to throw a fit. I am going to throw a tantrum. And this, my dear respected brothers and sisters, this leads to degeneration. This leads to the breakdown of family relationships. This results in the destruction and the breakdown of marriages. When we are always feeling entitled, when we are always greedy for more and more and more and more, then my dear respected brothers and sisters, surveys show, statistics show that this leads to disappointment. When a person lives with very, very high hopes, right? When a person lives with this sense of entitlement, then he's constantly being disappointed when he doesn't get what he feels that he deserves. And when he's constantly feeling this sense of disappointment, then this leads to anxiety, this leads to stress, this leads to sadness, this leads to grief, and this leads to depression. And that is why we live in a society where if we compare ourselves with many other societies around the world in terms of number, in terms of material, in terms of wealth, in terms of property, we have so much more than other people have, but we are still more, as a collectively, as a community, we are a community that deals more with anxiety, and we deal with stress, and we deal with sadness, and we deal with grief, and we deal with depression. So this quality of hirs, this quality of greed, is a very evil one. On the other hand, our deen, our sharia, our deen of Islam teaches us and encourages us to build this quality of qana'ah, to build this quality of satisfaction, to build this quality of contentment, to be happy with what Allah Azza wa Jal gave me, to be happy with what Allah Azza wa Jal, He gave us. When we build this quality of contentment and satisfaction, being happy with Allah Azza wa Jal has destined for us and written for us, then my dear respected brothers and sisters, then we will not become victims of anxiety. We will not become victims of depression so easily. How do we build this quality of qana'ah? How do we build this quality of contentment and happiness inside us, my dear respected brothers and sisters? Number one, by constantly reflecting and pondering over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us, and then praising and expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, He tells us in the Holy Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, you will never ever be able to encompass the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So think and reflect over the ni'mas and the bounties and the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered over you, and say Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over and over again. And teach your family, teach your children to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the different blessings that He has given us. Our ummah, this ummah is an ummah of hamd. This nation is a nation of hamd. Our salah, when we begin our salah, we begin our salah by hamd, by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. We start our salah by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The revelation, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starts with hamd, starts with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. When we get up from our ruku', we say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He listens to the one who praised Him. And then we say, رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ. O Allah, O my Lord, all praises are for You. Hamd after hamd after hamd. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The last call of the believer is الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When Allah Azza wa Jal, He will place the believers in paradise, He will place the believers in Jannatul Firdaus, what will be the call of the believers? They will say, وَقَالُوا أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عنا وقال الحمد وقالوا الحمد لله الذي أذهب عنا الحزن إن ربنا لغفور شكور. When the believers will be placed into paradise, they will say الحمد لله الذي أذهب عنا الحزن. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who removed grief and he removed anxiety from us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he worked on the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een to build this quality of qana'a, to build this quality of contentment, to build this quality of being happy with the decree and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum perfected this quality inside them, that is when Allah azza wa jal said, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah, they are content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal is happy and Allah azza wa jal is content with them. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, we need to build this quality of constantly praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our homes. Have this mudhakara with your children. Have these conversations with your children. Unfortunately, today, our children, our boys, our girls are so consumed by social media, the social media culture. They are so consumed by looking at posts of people who are supposedly living very, very happy lives. And we see the social media influencers, right, taking pictures of themselves, posing with the best of makeup, posing with the best of clothing, posing at the best of places in very lavish and expensive houses with very lavish and expensive cars. And many of the times, those properties don't even belong to them. They've just rented it to take a picture, to build their Instagram profile and to build their following. And our children, they see that over and over and over again. Every single time they go on their phone, every single time they open their Snapchat, every single time they open their Instagram, they see that. And they become overwhelmed, right? And when they become overwhelmed, they feel that I want to live that life as well. I want to be like this as well. Why can't I be like that? And when they see that, when they are consumed by that, then my dear respected brothers and sisters, then they express ungratitude. They express, they say words of ingratitude for the different blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. Then they're not happy with the house that they are living in anymore. Now they're not happy with the car that their mothers and their fathers used to pick them up and drop them to school every day. Now they're not happy with the latest console that their mother and their father has purchased for them. Now they're not happy with their food that their mother worked so hard the father worked so hard to put on the table, the mother worked so hard to cook and feed with so much love and care and affection to her children every day. Now they'd have no gratitude for that. Why? Because they are consumed by this artificial and this fake life that other people are living out there that looks so glamorous. So time and again, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we need to have these mudhakarat with our children to make our children understand how blessed and how fortunate and how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And one of the best ways that you can do that is by involving your children in some sort of social work. Take your children sometimes on a weekend, on a holiday, to a soup kitchen where food is being given out and distributed to poor and needy people. They will understand what difficulties other peoples go through. Sometimes show them to get together and as a family, right, talk about what is going on in different parts of the world. Talk about what is going on in the third world countries, how people are suffering over there, they don't have food to eat, they're living off scraps. Get together as a family, collect money, start a fundraiser within the family, within the extended family, partner up with some sort of social welfare organization, but do it hands-on, involve your children in these type of initiatives so that they can understand how entitled they are. They can understand how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And inshallah, if we do that, if we build this environment of constantly praising and expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also showing our children how blessed and how fortunate they are, then inshallah, this will help build this quality and this sifa of qana'ah and contentment, and will help remove this evil quality of hirs and lalach and greed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all people of contentment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all people of happiness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to grant each and every single one of us afiyah and goodness in our health, in our wealth, and in our entire being. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from ever showing ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from greed and all evil qualities. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.